Hello, everyone! Yeah, it's time to wake up this morning, right? Let's get some dummy talk going. Hello, so my name is Igan. I am your host for the Furtationland Masquerade. We got a couple shows for you today, and they should all be good. So for our first act, we got some singing, some classical music today. So let me introduce Lumi.
Yeah.
Hosting these events is always great because we like to give people experience with performing on stage, both people who are veterans and people who are a little novice. So for our next act, we have a first-time performer. Thank you. This is going to be a stand-up comedy routine by Bloom.
Hopefully I'm here to do some comedy, or at the very least, my attempt at it. Now, I guess the first thing I need to address the elephant in the room, or I suppose Fox, since that is my persona. I know we have a lot of good acts, whether fursuited or not, and I guess the first thing is, they're wondering if I have any fursuit whatsoever. I guess I thought I could kind of argue my body hair counts as a fursuit. It's a little bit everywhere and all. I obviously do kind of have to keep it PG with the clothes on, but you might have to trust me, it's more than a partial at this point. Now, one of the big reasons is just because I'm trying to build up the confidence of myself first, like as a human self, if you will. Because the last thing I need is like a Superman type scenario. Not necessarily like glasses on or off or anything, but I just know that like you see me out here, you might not recognize who I am. But if I like get those like big paws on, giant head on, and it's like, Bloom, it's you, finally. You know, with the same enthusiasm, like they want me to sign a print with their, like, with 15-inch paws or whatever. And, yes, I've been in the furry fandom since 2018, but it's not the first fandom that I was ever a part of. That was My Little Pony, of all things. Yeah, go figure. I'm still trying to get like, social stuff, so it's a little bit awkward watching a show called Friendship is Magic, but yeah, 9 years of lessons, I learned a few things. Now, obviously, I didn't think that it was the same thing. Like, Brony, it's its own show, it's a separate thing. And there's three different things that made me realize that, you know, it is a furry fandom. First and foremost, it is a show that centers around anthropomorphic talking animals. You'd think that'd be a given, but obviously there's some people out there that might still not think Beastars is a furry show. Yeah, like, it's like, they're trying to tell me, like, it's anime, it is different, it is a reflection of life, and I'd like to see where there's five-fingered deer out in real life. I mean, I haven't seen any in the forests I live in, but I live in Massachusetts, maybe Maine's different for all I know. Second is that there's a lot of good conventions out there for both of them. Although the closest one to me for the pony one had been BronyCon. But figures, it was in New York City for a while. By the time I had enough confidence to go, it moved to Baltimore, and then it moved to In My Dreams. So good luck. Yeah. Good luck with that. And then the third thing that's in common with that, a lot of questionable art in the fandom. No, don't worry, I'm not going 18 plus. I know the age rating here. But yeah, I almost have to wonder how some artists out there are able to draw stuff out so quick. Like I understand practice is part of it, but it's like the moment a trailer drops, like right after it ends, someone out there just has a fully shaded and colored piece of art from Death from Puss in Boots. And I almost don't want to believe it, like right at first, but then as I'm looking up like elsewhere, I'm like surprised. Like 621 pieces of art, and it's barely 5 minutes in. Well, that's the best I've got for tonight. Thank you for giving me a chance for teaching.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Well, thank you, Bloom, for that. That was good. That was good. Especially for a first time. Wasn't that amazing? Alright, so for our next act, well, we are in Portland, Maine right now, right? Yeah? So, why don't we get into a little bit of the theme, into the location here. Our next performer is going to be presenting a song by a band, a folk player, from Portland himself. I'd like to introduce Winter! Yeah.
I see the light across the bay. I see the light not far away. And I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Portland town. So mother world. Thank you.
Guitarist back there, so now's a good time for me to kind of kill a little bit of time out there working on that. So what am I gonna do today? Well, there's a few of you out here. Why don't we do a little bit of a crowd interaction stuff, huh? We good with that?
Yep.
Y'all know Freddie Mercury at all?
Yep.
Ayo! I'm not gonna do that. Just cause. Alright, story time. I go to UConn, and if you pay attention to basketball, we kinda won.
Yeah.
And I kinda lost my voice since then. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still doing this here. Oh, I think we are all ready though, so there, our next performer for today is another guitarist. For this one though, it's gonna be a little bit of a sad song. Happy tune, sad song. So I'd like to introduce Lore.
Hey, just want to say before the song starts, this song is a song that I wrote. It's actually going to be the first track on an EP that I'm currently working on. You can ask me about it later. I might have business cards. All right. I'm not going to say the title because it's going to be obvious. It's like one word in the chorus. stop and stop to love you until the edge of throwing it away. Away, away, away. One step away from getting by myself. Giving up today. Today, I feel need to hide to keep it on time. Since my most betrayed, I'm giving up today. I feel need to hide to keep it on time.
For that one. That was a good one. So now we're at effectively the penultimate performer for today. Now for this one, I can speak from experience being a dancer. Sometimes doing just the dance comp isn't enough. Sometimes you want to do more than just one performance at a con. So for our next performer, we got Joji doing a dance routine.
Next time. asshole. Like, no, no, no. We don't even talk on the weekend. And you gotta go.
I'm one of the prettiest motherfuckers that ever been in the show.
Thank you, Joji, for that performance. I'll see you at the Dynamics Comp later tonight. I'm one of the judges, so I get to see you on the platform again. So, at this point, we went through all of our signed up performances. So give a round of applause to all of our five performers. They did an amazing job today. So now we had a little planned open mic night. So if y'all want to perform, come up to backstage and we can get you set up on stage. But I know one of our AV guys has something planned for us. How soon can we get that set up? Okay. So how y'all doing? Good? Good, good. That was good?
Yeah.
I literally just got in 8 a.m., so, hi, I'm just here now. Actually, yeah, since I was just dancing backstage, can I get a little music to just freestyle myself?
There's something wrong.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, again. Hello. Before, I just want to say a quick thank you for everyone being here. It's been great. I want to also thank AV for doing what you do. And I would like to introduce Aiden, who's going to be performing some French song with some weird name I can't pronounce. Yeah, get a round of applause for Aiden.
Gonna do a quick sound check real quick, just to make sure all the levels are good. Ryan, tell me when you're good.
I want to thank Aiden again for just doing that without warming up or anything or notice. Is anyone else willing to do open the mic? Do we have any volunteers? No? Because I was told specifically not to talk physics, but all I can do is talk about physics. It's kind of hard not to. Not everyone wants to learn about quantum field theory, you know? So, definitely no... Oh! You want to learn?
No, physics are real!
QFT's awesome.
Yo! You want to talk about QFT? Let's go!
Let's go!
I don't have a whiteboard, though. if we don't have any other volunteers... No more volunteers? Well, I would like to thank everyone for showing up to the masquerade.
All right.
Thank you very much.